For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry with a special report on the release of the Lipman Commission's plan to shut down Rikers and restructure jails and the criminal justice system in New York City.
New York City will close the Rikers Island jail facility.
Mayor Bill de Blasio made this announcement on Friday. It was welcomed with wild applause at the formal unveiling of the findings of the independent Lipman Commission on Sunday at John Jay College of Criminal Justice.
And here we are, a little over a year later, to formally announce the release of the commission's recommendations. Within the context of the mayor of New York City announcing on Friday that it is now the policy of the city to close Rikers down formally, finally, period.
The plan permanently closes Rikers and replaces it with jails in each of the city's boroughs, reduces the jail population on the island from 10,000 to 5,000, and it repurposes the island for waste transfer stations and to enlarge the overburdened space at LaGuardia Airport. New York State's former chief judge, Jonathan Lipman.
Rikers physically and psychologically isolates inmates from New York City and from its communities, inmates and families. Whether you're there for 3 days or 3 weeks or 3 months or 3 years, you come out worse than when you went in. It epitomizes the mass incarceration model. And it's been shown that that model increases and fosters violence. And it criminalizes people. It makes them, if you went in there with some kind of minor offense, you come out as a hardened criminal. It criminalizes individuals. And the cost of building on Rikers is 10 to 15% higher than any other place in New York City because of the soil, the contamination, the particular conditions on Rikers, and the cost of transporting prisoners from Rikers to the courthouses is ridiculously expensive and something that just doesn't make any sense.
The judge led the commission convened at the request of City Council Speaker Melissa Mark Vivedito. She gave the commission a mandate to create a new 21st century blueprint for criminal justice in New York City and to make recommendations on the future of the Rikers Island jail facilities.
The goal was to support a more humane and fair jail system and prevent another tragic story like Kalief Browder's from ever happening again. So I announced the creation of this independent commission charged with making recommendations for improving the criminal justice system in New York City, including reducing the pretrial detention rate, exploring a community-based model of justice, and looking at the potential for shutting down Rikers Island. And as the judge said, right, the facts and the data and the research led it to be a solid, very clear recommendation that Rikers had to be shut down. And I'm really thrilled to be here with this announcement, and this is a historic day. With the release of this report and with the support of the mayor, as announced on Friday, we can now say that the dream of closing Rikers will become a reality. And based on this landmark report, we are confident in stating that Rikers Island will see its last incarcerated individual leave custody. I know it's an aggressive goal, but we're going to work there. People thought we were crazy to do this report, but we got it done, and now here we are. So a 10-year timeline, let's hope we can make that a reality too.
The 10-year timeline sticks out for many who want the facility closed faster. Glenn Martin is with Just Leadership USA, which has been pushing for shutting down Rikers.
I mean, look, the biggest concern that people have is the timeline. For people who have been most impacted by Rikers Island, it can't close soon enough. Having said that, as an advocate, but also someone who sat on the commission for a year, I realized the complexity of how we got ourselves into this mess and the ULURP process, the land use process, that's in the way of finalizing this plan. But I also know as an advocate that elected officials and other decision makers make decisions within the current environment, and that as an advocate And as someone who organizes, we have the ability to build power to move that process more quickly. So I'm actually pretty hopeful that we can hit the finish line in less than 10 years if we continue to build power and continue to shine light on the atrocities that happen at Rikers every single day.
I'm so ecstatic about the decision, about the report that came out with Judge Lindman. I'm just so ecstatic. I'm lost of words.
Herbert Murray is a former inmate. Now he's with Just Leadership USA, and he's been working to close down Rikers.
I was formerly incarcerated in Rikers Island many decades ago, in 1979. I know the horrific condition that's in Rikers Island. You know, when I went in there, the condition was just horrible. About 90 individuals, 3 TVs, 2 telephones, 8 showers for 90 individuals that just caused the static, just caused the violence. So this is why I'm involved to close it right now, because it just destroying too many lives.
So now it's more than 35 years later. Have you been working to close it all these years?
Yes, absolutely. I just came home in 2008 from doing 29 years for a murder that I did not commit. And again, I mean, that Rikers Island mentality of the condition, as the hurt and the pain they go through because they're not getting any justice from the criminal justice, you know, that we are, the broken down criminal justice system. And so they have what they call a death wish. They're so just tired and they don't care if they live or die. You know what I mean? Because of how they're being treated in the courts.
And so how did you change the attitude? Because, you know, you went through so much.
Well, you know, again, I learned to give that back to who responsible for causing my pain. I had a death wish myself, and I didn't want to die, you know what I mean? So I changed my whole attitude and to become an advocate of the closure of Rikers Island and to reform the criminal justice system. So I'm good, you know what I mean? Only reason why I'm talking about it is because I know the importance of getting that slaughterhouse shut down.
By any standard, Rikers Island is a penal colony, says Judge Lipman.
The solution we propose is to make jail the last resort, with a purpose, and not just the path of least resistance. We believe that we can reduce the population at Rikers in 10 years from the 9,700 approximately it is now to 5,000 so that we can, in reality, actually close Rikers. To do so, we need off-ramps to diversion for low-level misdemeanors and those who need mental health help. And we need to give women and juveniles special attention that meets their unique needs. We need to reduce the pretrial detention consistent with public safety. We have to reform the bail system. If you're going to hurt somebody, you should be incarcerated. If you're not, there ought to be an extra good reason why you're incarcerated at the public expense, because you can't make $500 or $1,000 or $2,500 in bail. We know from the places that have done away with cash bail that you have the same rate of return, that defendants come back to court almost 90% of the time, whether you have a bail system or whether you don't.
Judge Lipman says the commission looked around at modern jails and they look nothing like the jails we have at Rikers and at other jails in New York City.
Rikers physically and psychologically isolates inmates from New York City and from its communities, inmates and families. Whether you're there for 3 days or 3 weeks or 3 months or 3 years, you come out worse than when you went in. It epitomizes the mass incarceration model. And it's been shown that that model increases and fosters violence. And it criminalizes people. It makes them, if you went in there with some kind of minor offense, you come out as a hardened criminal. It criminalizes individuals. And the cost of building on Rikers is 10 to 15% higher than any other place in New York City because of the soil, the contamination, the particular conditions on Rikers, and the cost of transporting prisoners from Rikers to the courthouses is ridiculously expensive and something that just doesn't make any sense. Our new jail system must promote safety, and it must work to reduce crime through rehabilitation. And that safety has to be for both inmates and corrections officers. No, nobody who goes into Rikers over that bridge for a day knows that they're going to come out at the end of the day. What we recommend is a community-based approach off the island that has 5,500-bed capacity, that has one facility in each borough that is proportionate to the piece of the pie, the amount of arrestees in that particular borough. It should be in the civic center areas downtown. It should be close or attached to the courthouse for efficiency purposes, and it should be built on the footprint of jails that already exist in 3 of the 5 counties in New York City.
Glenn Martin with Just Leadership USA remembers back when he was at Rikers.
When I was there, there were 22,000 people. I don't know if you know what it's like to walk into a facility that's meant to hold 14,000 and there's 22,000 people there. When you walk into it, they call Rikers Gladiator School. It's been called that for decades in the community I grew up in, Bedford-Stuyvesant. There's a reason they call it that. You have two choices to make, predator or prey. I look forward to a facility that's not just smaller in terms of the number of beds and the number of people that are there, but a facility that offers opportunity. The reason I'm standing here in front of you today is because a correction counselor said to me, wow, you should go to college. Saved you guys tons of money. I'm looking forward to a jail that offers people opportunity and not just punishment and punitiveness. And I think a smaller facility where we're allocating resources differently, where we're not having correction officers patrol an island and not having a power plant that needs to be patrolled and all the things that got us to where we are today, I believe that that gives us hope to continue to actually reduce the population even lower than 5,000.
Another piece of the pie is what to do with the island once Rikers is torn down. Judge Lippman.
We are limited in dealing with the island. The close proximity to LaGuardia, the landfill composition, the lack of transportation options. But we are uniquely positioned in many ways to really do good for the city of New York. We are uniquely positioned to accommodate LaGuardia Airport expansion, to reduce delays, accommodate passengers with new runway capacity. We also recommend putting on Rikers Island vital infrastructure for New York City, hosting sustainable energy production, reducing landfill waste, and diverting untreated water from our rivers. This will produce $7.5 billion in annual economic activity and 50,000 jobs in this space of redoing Rikers Island, put it to constructive use. Relocating infrastructure on Rikers Island will free up local neighborhoods for community development, commercial development, affordable housing, open space, and other public uses. Finally, we acknowledge, and we must acknowledge, this city must acknowledge, the injustices that have occurred at Rikers Island. By building some kind of memorial or a museum to tell future generations the history of what happened on Rikers Island. And by redeveloping the island, we will provide training and job opportunities for the formerly incarcerated and contracting opportunities for minority businesses. And with this rebirth, we believe it is time, it will be time, to rename Rikers Island. Rikers Island, that name, That name is a symbol of everything that's wrong with our city, with our criminal justice and incarceration system. And we need to get out of our minds every day this brutality, this misery that has been there, this inhumanity.
Marianne Gill-Martin with the real estate firm Forest City Ratner participated in discussions to transition the island from a jail facility. She says for her and her company, it was a civic responsibility.
There's absolutely no interest in participating in any real estate endeavor in closing Rikers Island. Having said that, the ability for a real estate developer to look at 400 plus acres for potential economic development opportunities is, of course, a wise consideration. And that's, I think, why Judge Lippman and others chose to include a real estate mind on the commission. It's a very complicated issue because it's very rare that 400 plus acres become available in a dense urban environment like New York. So on the one hand, it is a remarkably seductive opportunity. On the other hand, very complicated. Complicated by the fact that there's severe limitations, both in terms of access, the quality of the soil, the landfill, the noise related to the airport around it, and the extreme cost to build on landfill. And so what we did was simply participate in a very elaborative, complex process of looking at all the possibilities and came to the conclusion that, yes, the city needs affordable housing. Yes, the city needs open space. Yes, the city needs to create more jobs, and the city needs to create 21st century commercial space. But it turns out on the island, it's extremely difficult to do that. And in fact, by moving other uses to the island, such as the four water treatment plants that are located in poorer communities, whereby freeing up 100 acres of development potential in these communities, one could build affordable housing.
The Bronx is the borough which has jurisdiction over cases which occur at Rikers. Bronx DA Darcell Clark says Rikers is her most challenging neighborhood.
Yes, it is. That is one of the greatest challenges because the inmates that are housed there now are there for underlying offenses that can happen in any of the five boroughs. But then if they choose or they're accused of committing a crime on Rikers, then it's my responsibility. The real challenge becomes who gets priority, the underlying case or the Rikers case? And because you can't have one judge do both because of the jurisdictional issues, it's a problem. But what we've done and what we're beginning to do even more is to strategize those, the DAs in the other counties, along with me, and along with the Office of Court Administration. I have spoken with Chief Administrative Judge Larry Marks, and we're going to coordinate those top, I would say, crime drivers in Rikers that are causing a lot of problems, some of them accumulating case after case after case, which happens to fall on me. And trying to get these cases done, meaning giving the resources, a judge, a courtroom to actually try the cases that they're in jail awaiting for adjudication in the first place. If it can't happen in one, if the underlying case can't go first, then let me try the Rikers Island crime. As long as something is happening, and right now just at a standstill because everybody punts to the other county. So, you know, we're trying, unless the law gets changed and something says that if you're in there for an underlying case and you commit a crime in Rikers, then the district attorney that has the underlying case would have jurisdiction over the crime that happened in Rikers. But that's not what the law is right now.
DA Clark says she looks forward to the day when the current conditions at Rikers exist only in our collective memories. Manhattan's DA Cy Vance says the challenge is with misdemeanors, persons charged with relatively not serious crimes who are then sent to Rikers. He says what the city has not done historically is to fund misdemeanor courts and the court's administration system. He wants to see the numbers reduced by providing resources to those who come into the misdemeanor courts to try and intervene early. DA Vance.
If you really want to create supervision, if you really want to create supervised release, if you really want to focus on detention, that is a large, large commitment from the city of New York and the state of New York to make those programs realizable. And if you do make them realizable, I think you can get from 10,000 to 5,000 without sacrificing public safety. And I think you can put those individuals who have to be in prison in our local communities. I want to commend my fellow DAs for, you know, their hard work. They're great partners. Darcell Clark has probably the hardest job of all of us because she is the district attorney that deals with Rikers Island. I can tell you she's looking forward to the day when Rikers Island is no longer her problem. My point is, we can do it. But let's focus on why people are recidivating. Mental illness, addiction. And until we get serious about funding these preventative strategies that are the reasons the misdemeanor folks are cycling in and out of court all the time, we are just going to see the same movie. This commission has given us a vision for a new picture going forward, one that I think we can all be inspired by. It's a phenomenal diversity of voices that have come to say this is the way forward. Great city. It's a great country. We are very powerful. We have great ideas. We do have the money. Mr. Mayor, Mr. Governor, please, hand in hand, help us lead forward. And with the work that's been laid out for us here, I think we'll get there.
New York City Comptroller Scott Stringer applauds the Lippman Commission report. He says New York City now has the opportunity to chart a path forward and build a 21st century criminal justice system for New York.
25 years ago, at a very, very young age, I got elected to the New York State Assembly. And I remember to this day how legislators in upstate New York would fight, and I mean fight, to bring home to communities a prison. You could build it in 2 years. Cement, steel, and then all you gotta do is that wraparound, you know, thing that they build on top of it so no one can escape or get in. They built the prison, and then they built the stores and the schools and the community around a prison that was the centerpiece of their community. They didn't do it to reduce crime. They did it as an economic development tool. The prison industrial complex thrived because politicians knew that that was bringing home the bacon. Some of us downstate said, wait a minute. Don't take black and brown children from our communities and lock them up to fuel this expansion. Why don't we create schools and daycare and opportunity? But here's what I learned 25 years ago. When you build a program for children, right, you're not going to know if that child is successful for 18 years. But when you build a prison in less than 2 years, in some of these neighborhoods, you're going to get reelected. And that's what was so disgraceful in Albany. Rikers was the symbol of that, because the children that they took first stopped at Rikers, and lives were never the same.
The Lippman Commission was formed in the wake of a string of brutality cases that exposed poor supervision, questionable medical care, and corruption at Rikers. For more on the Lippman Commission report, go to morejustnyc.com. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.
Pistol shots rang out in a barroom night. Empty pad of Valentine from the upper hall. Sees a bartender lying in a pool of blood. Cries out, comes the story of the hurricane, the man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done.